Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join us today to discuss Gibson Energy's agreement to acquire Teine Energy's Chauvin Midstream assets and the newly sanctioned Gibson Hardisty Connection project. Joining me are Curtis Philippon, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Riley Hicks, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Today's call will focus specifically on the strategic and financial rationale for the Chauvin acquisition and related growth project. Management will walk through selected slides from our investor presentation, which summarizes the transaction announced earlier this afternoon. The full presentation is available through the webcast link and on our website at gibsonenergy.com. Before we begin, please note that today's remarks will include references to non-GAAP measures and forward-looking information, as further detailed in our investor presentation. Definitions, assumptions, and related risk factors are outlined in Gibson's continuous disclosure documents available on SEDAR. I will now hand the call over to Curtis.
Thanks, Beth. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm pleased to be here today to discuss Gibson's entrance into an agreement to acquire a portfolio of infrastructure assets from Teine Energy. I'll begin with an overview of the transaction and the strategic rationale, and then turn it over to Riley to walk through the financial structure. Slide 4 provides a summary of the transaction. As you saw in our preview today, we delivered a strong fourth quarter, driven by the continued strength of our infrastructure segment. When we started 2025, we set out 5 strategic priorities: safety, gateway execution, growth, high performance teams, and cost focus. We delivered on all key objectives throughout the year, positioning us well as we exited 2025 and creating a strong foundation for the next phase of our growth we outlined at our Investor Day. High quality inorganic opportunities are not frequent, and discipline remains core to how we allocate capital at Gibson. With Gateway proven and performing, we are prepared to act if the right opportunity emerged. Against that backdrop, earlier today we announced an agreement to acquire Teine Energy's Chauvin infrastructure assets. The transaction centers on a 75-kilometer crude oil gathering pipeline system extending from the Hardisty oil hub to key producing regions in eastern Alberta. Concurrently, we sanctioned the Gibson Hardisty Connection, the first of several growth projects associated with this asset, which will directly tie the pipeline into our core Hardisty terminal. The acquisition is expected to close in the second quarter of 2026, subject to regulatory approvals, and will be partially funded through a $200 million bought deal equity financing. Strategically, this is a highly aligned transaction. It extends our reach beyond our core Hardisty position, strengthens our crude infrastructure platform, and allows us to offer customers broader, more integrated access to market. The assets are currently operating at approximately 95% utilization, while roughly half of the volumes are anchored by Teine Energy. 90% plus of total revenue is supported by take-or-pay or fee-for-service contracts, providing strong cash flow stability and visibility. From a valuation standpoint, we executed the transaction at an attractive mid-7x multiple with a clear path to below 7x through optimization and expansion aligned with Gibson's target build economics. Importantly, this is a fully financed, leverage-neutral transaction that preserves our investment-grade credit ratings and is expected to deliver mid-single-digit accretion to distributable cash flow per share while supporting our commitment to a stable and growing dividend. Turning to slide 5, any acquisition must be a clear strategic fit, and the Chauvin infrastructure transaction is directly aligned with Gibson's strategic pillars. The Chauvin pipeline is an opportunity to extend our crude midstream platform and expand our reach, strengthening Hardisty as the core of our crude infrastructure system by directly connecting Gibson's infrastructure to producers in the prolific Mannville Stack. The underlying resource base is proven and attractive, characterized by low decline, stable base production, supported by multilateral drilling and enhanced oil recovery activity. By expanding our services into this attractive play, The Chauvin pipeline is expected to provide customers with a cost-effective path to market through the Gibson-Hardisty Terminal, which offers best-in-class connectivity, including exclusive rail access, while maximizing customer netbacks. Through the transaction, we will also establish a long-term commercial relationship with Tyne Energy, underpinned by a 15-year agreement that includes an area of dedication and a 10-year take-or-pay. We also see opportunities to deepen relationships with existing Gibson customers and new customers currently shipping on the pipeline through our expanded asset network. Moving forward, we also see a clear line of sight to expanding the pipeline and its connectivity to meet the evolving needs of these producers, including through the newly sanctioned Gibson-Hardisty Connection Project and the Pipeline Capacity Expansion Project. These initiatives will allow us to meet customer needs while also providing greater visibility into Gibson's long-term growth trajectory. Together, high-quality customers, an attractive low-decline resource base, direct Hardisty connectivity, and embedded growth opportunities create a compelling platform for disciplined infrastructure growth and long-term value creation. As shown on the map on slide 6, the Chauvin infrastructure assets will provide an extension of Gibson's core Hardisty terminal, further reinforcing the strategic role Hardisty plays as one of our crown jewel assets. The crude oil pipeline spans approximately 75 kilometers from the Chauvin terminal to the Hardisty oil hub, with effective capacity of roughly 30,000 barrels per day, and includes a custom treating facility and truck terminal. This connectivity will enhance Gibson's ability to serve a broader customer base along a highly strategic corridor, providing our customers with improved access to market at the highest possible netback, while driving higher utilization across our asset base. Turning to slide 7, the Mannville Stack is a prolific and attractive conventional resource play in the WCSB, driven by its long resource base, capital efficiency, and predictability. The basin is operated by a deep and well-capitalized set of technically sophisticated producers with long-held acreage positions and disciplined development programs. Activity across the basin has supported sustained production growth over time through capital-efficient drilling. Low well costs, strong initial production rates, and low break-evens support attractive economics across commodity price cycles, while multilateral drilling and enhanced oil recovery continue to underpin stable development activity. For Gibson, this means greater access to long-life, resilient oil production that we expect to support our base business and advance our organic growth objectives well into the future. Turning to slide 8, in addition to the Chauvin infrastructure asset's strategic fit with our asset base, this acquisition creates numerous opportunities for our future growth. We have identified two immediate actionable organic growth opportunities already and have line of sight to a pipeline of additional medium to long-term growth projects in and around these assets and our Hardisty terminal. Subject to completion of the transaction, we are pleased to have sanctioned today the first of these growth projects. Initially, we will look to directly connect the pipeline to Gibson's Hardisty terminal so our customers have maximum optionality when it comes to getting barrels to market through our enhanced connectivity. The second opportunity we have identified and will seek to FID by year end is a pipeline expansion project to increase effective capacity by 50%, from roughly 30,000 to 45,000 barrels per day, enabling the incremental volumes and positioning us to meet the growing needs of producers in the area. These projects are near-term opportunities. Importantly, they represent upside potential and are not required to support the base transaction economics. With this transaction, alongside the identified growth projects and our previously sanctioned Wink to Gateway integration, we expect to deploy $100 million of organic growth capital in 2026. Turning to slide 9, at our Investor Day in December, we outlined a clear path to deliver 7% or greater annual infrastructure EBITDA growth over the next 5 years, driven by growth initiatives across 5 key areas. With the benefit of the Chauvin acquisition, which will enhance our asset base and expand the services we provide to customers, we will be extending our pipeline network, and increasing our ability to enter into producer partnerships. Together, these factors improve visibility into achieving our targeted 7% plus infrastructure EBITDA growth through 2030. And with that, I'll turn it over to Riley.
Thank you, Curtis, and good afternoon, everyone. Today's announcement is a very important milestone for Gibson as we take steps to extend our reach in Western Canada. As Curtis noted, this transaction is expected to enhance our financial profile. The Chauvin transaction will be leverage neutral and immediately accretive, delivering mid-single-digit accretion to distributable cash flow per share and accelerating infrastructure EBITDA per share growth. Following closing of the transaction, approximately 95% of pro forma infrastructure revenue will continue to be supported by take-or-pay or fee-for-service contracts, with over 80% of that exposure contracted with investment-grade counterparties. We will maintain our focus on high-quality, stable, and predictable cash flows and remain fully aligned with our financial principles. The long-term nature of these contracts will continue to provide durable cash flow visibility that extends well beyond the initial investment period and supports a sustainable and growing dividend predicated on long-term infrastructure cash flow growth. The transaction will be funded through a $200 million fully underwritten bought deal equity offering, with the remaining consideration funded through available liquidity on our $1 billion credit facility. Pro forma of the transaction, we expect to have approximately $500 million of undrawn capacity. On a pro forma basis, the transaction will be leverage neutral, and we continue to see our leverage metrics improving as we realize the incremental cash flow benefits from the capital projects we executed in 2025. This financing approach is fully aligned with Gibson's financial principles, and importantly, the equity financing allows us to fund the transaction while preserving our balance sheet flexibility, supporting the sustainability of our dividend, and maintaining our investment grade credit profile, which has been reaffirmed through discussions with both S&P and DBRS. With that, I will pass the call back to Curtis for a few closing remarks.
Thanks, Riley. Turning to slide 12, in closing, this is a high-quality crude oil infrastructure platform that aligns directly with Gibson's focused and disciplined strategy. It will strengthen our asset base, expand our footprint in a durable and well-understood supply basin, and materially support our growth plan. We expect the transaction to enhance our ability to deliver stable, predictable cash flows and reinforces our objective of creating long-term value for shareholders. It is also an opportunity for Gibson to enhance the value we deliver to customers by expanding connectivity, reliability, and access to Hardisty. We are excited about the opportunities this platform creates and look forward to integrating these assets into our system on closing. With that, I'll turn the call back to Beth.
Thank you, Curtis, and thank you to everyone for joining us today. The investor presentation is available on our website at gibsonenergy.com. Should you have any follow-up questions, please contact our investor relations team at investor.relations@gibsonenergy.com. Operator, you can conclude the call.